chapter 5, verses 1 and 8. I will just read and I will briefly comment because I have just 12 minutes left of my time. Luke chapter 5. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats. And by the way, this is one of the best sounds I've had preaching in this church, in these monitors. And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come, and men filled both the boats so that they began to sink. And that's what happened to Simon. What happened to him was so much, he started sucking Jesus. And I pray that boat sinking increase, where your nets are breaking. And when you call for help and you get extra boat, you fill both your boat and the extra boat, and they began sinking. I believe that in this year of increase, God wants to do something like this for us. And for that to happen, we have to launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. That means that you're going to do something bold. You're going to do something audacious. You're going to do something courageous. Because most times what stops God's people from experiencing what God has for them is that we stay in our boat and we act timidly. We act small. We look at the conditions and we respond to the conditions. Peter said, "Lord, we have toiled all night long and caught nothing." And sometimes, you know, that's what we say. I've worked and worked and worked and caught nothing. Business is bad. Government is not paying contractors. I have made supplies, nobody is paying me. There's no opportunity. Ghanaians don't support Ghanaian businesses. That is your excuse. Peter said, "We've toiled all night long." That was his excuse. But then he said, "Nevertheless, at your word." Somebody say, "Nevertheless, at your word." And what is the word that God has spoken to you this year? What is the word that God has spoken to you this year? What is the word that God has spoken to you this year? So whenever you hear complaint and people tell you it's not possible, this will be your nevertheless. 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 Ghana is hard. Nevertheless. Businesses are struggling. Nevertheless. My customers are disappointing me. Nevertheless. My client has disappointed me. Nevertheless. This is my year of increase. That is the word of the Lord for you. It is your nevertheless. So anytime you are talking to somebody in this church and they start talking and complaining, tell them nevertheless. Somebody says, "You know, these days, hey, it's hard, oh." Nevertheless. Life is difficult. Nevertheless. at your word. For then the word was launched out into the deep. It's still our word. But we also have another word, increase. Did God know Ghana would be hard when he said we should increase? Yes. Did he know it 2021 would be tough when he said we should be fruitful? Yes. Because God does not speak to you in comfort. He speaks to you in crisis. His word operates in crisis. Not in your comfort, but in your moment, in your time, in your season of crisis. So no matter what 2021 is going to throw at you, you're going to say, nevertheless. No matter what comes against you, nevertheless. If something you start collapses, nevertheless. You get a disappointment, nevertheless. At your word, we will do that. And Peter had enough faith in his heart to know that when God speaks, even if I don't feel it, I must act on it. God's word does not work with feeling. It works with faith. And faith is simply doing what God said you should do. This building has been built under COVID. The most impossible time to start anything. And by the way, you know, God helped us. So most of the things we use in this building were imported or bought before COVID. God is wise. Because the entirety of this building was imported. Still, if we were doing it today, it would be three times the price. But God, the all-wise God, even when we didn't anticipate that there would be COVID, led us. So we made a lot of savings because we purchased almost most of the things we use for this building ahead of time. Did God know COVID was coming? Yes. Does God know what 2022 is bringing to you? Yes. Does he know everything ahead of time? Yes. Nevertheless, he says you will increase. So I came here to tell you, no matter what will be thrown against you, nevertheless, you will increase. You will prosper. You will do well. It will be well with you. God will smile upon you. Your nets will catch fish. Your nets will catch fish. Your nets will catch fish. You will catch so much fish, you cannot contain it. Even your extra help cannot contain it, because it will break your nets. It will sink your boats, because God is going to give you so much fish. Somebody say, I'm going to catch fish. I'm going to catch fish. I'm going to catch fish. In 2022, I will catch fish. My nets will be full. In Jesus' name. How many of you believe that? If you believe that, declare the goodness of the Lord. So before we pray, before we go, we want to pray. And I just want you to commit the year again into God's hands. And you just want to say, Lord, I'm ready to launch out into the deep. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to be audacious. I'm going to dare to do something. I will dare the circumstances. I'm going to break free from timidity and from shackles. And I'm going to dream big and act big. I'm going to be audacious, because the Lord has said, I will increase. And he has fish for me in this ocean. Just talk to God about everything that you're going to do this year. And no matter what comes against you, that nevertheless, you will increase. Your boat will catch fish. You will experience the favor of God. You experience the blessings of the Lord. You experience the goodness of the Lord. You experience the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, cause your people who go out fishing this year to launch out into the deep. As they go out fishing, let their nets catch fish. Increase them beyond their dreams. Do a miracle for them that will shock them and cause them to roll on the floor. Because you will do a mighty work for your people and with your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord praise, everybody. And be seated in God's presence. Listen, as we begin this new year, we begin with God. Without Him, there'll be no increase in our lives. The one who gave increase to Peter was Jesus. And so this morning, if you are here in this church and Jesus Christ is not in your heart, you are not born again, you've not given your life to Christ, maybe you just join somebody to come to church, you join a friend to come to church this morning, but today we want to give you the chance to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. So with every head bowed and every eye closed in this place, if you are here this morning on this first Sunday service at Christ Temple East, the first we are having, you say, Lord, I want to start with you this year. I want Jesus in my heart. If that is your prayer, you want Jesus to come into your heart, you want your sins forgiven, you want a brand new life in Christ, wherever you are, just lift up your hand to the Lord. Just lift up your hand. You say, I want Jesus in my heart. Lift up your hand to the Lord. I see a few hands lifted up. God bless you. God bless you. Ushers, know to those who have their hands up, lift up your hands to the Lord. Those of you who have your hands up, put your hand upon your heart. Put your hand on your heart. And the whole church will pray this prayer, including those whose hand is on their heart. And say with me, Heavenly Father, I come to you today just as I am. I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. I thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ died for me to take away my sins. And today, I receive forgiveness of sins. I receive new life in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father, for accepting me as your child. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Let's give the Lord praise for all of them.